Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 23rd of January, and right now it's hazy with 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with a temperature range from low 22 to high 27 degrees Celsius, and with the winds from northeast at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later and the night is overcast. Moon is waning crescent and 0% of it is illuminated, and today is a new moon. And here's an interview made by Andrea with Anbu about Municipalica Expo in Chennai.
Good morning, Anbu.
Good morning.
You are part of the All'Avenir team.
Yeah.
And today you are going to Chennai for doing what?
For an exhibition takes place in Chennai. It's an exhibition from the different states also, but regarding Orville things, we are exhibiting something. What are the things that are happening here? Special experiment on wastewater treatment, the vehicle on electronic, and another thing about TDF, which is tropical dense evergreen forest. And these are the things which is most takes place, and we are trying to explain the people in and showing in the exhibition how we are managing, how the things are happening here, and definitely on planning as well.
Yeah. And it's this exhibition is about what?
It's an exhibition, the place, of course, like, for example, talking about Orville. We have having a lot of experiment, and we are doing so many things here, actually, especially in forest or in the planning. Or we are doing a different experiment on the architecture, or even talking about wastewater treatment. So it is all really good to explain the people and show the people there are alternate way of energy and kind of like that also.
Who is the organizer of this exhibition?
That part I don't know. It's
okay. I'm gonna check in the website.
Definitely.
Okay, Anbu. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And in today's news, we also feature a short excerpt of yesterday's concert of Mark Villa at Pitanga. For you, we got also some good news from Orville Cyclone Response Team, Energy, which says, although yesterday is supposed to be a day of rest for both the Tamil Nadu Electricity Board and Orville Electric Service Teams, but on Saturday evening a team of 27 Tamil Nadu Electric Board person from Madurai reported for work in Orville. Since a holiday had already been given to Orville Electric Service Team, Ponasami, Prakash, Andanan, Antoine had to guide and manage this new Tamil Nadu Electric Board team with Guru. Three teams were formed, two for work in the Aeromodel and Petit firm areas, and the third team to start work on the installation of a new transformer structure at the Aero Orchard, for which also the GSCB and crane were made available. Tamil Nadu Electrical Board also requisitioned the services of one of their regular subcontractors for the Aero Orchard job. The Aero Orchard transformer structure was commissioned on 30th of March in 1969. Although the transformer had been replaced a few times, the structure itself is still from those days. A new structure will be installed next to the old one, and after completion the transformer will be shifted from the old to the new structure. The work carried out yesterday demanded close coordination between GCB and crane drivers, who skillfully installed the true structure poles and related line poles, causing an occasional traffic jam on the whole highway stretch. The Tamil Nadu Electrical Board Executive Engineer, Assistant Divisional Engineer and Junior Engineer were present during these operations. Gerard beamed with joy when he saw the work in progress. Our orchard will need a major transformation after the devastating cyclone. The new transformer structure symbolized perhaps the start of this new phase for our orchard. The two teams that work in our model and petit farm areas also made good progress, and all LT lines were reinstalled and energized. Most services connections have been given supply. A few service connections, of which the meter and main switch boxes suffered damage during the cyclone, will be given temporary supply today. Still more tree pruning to be done at our model near the electrical lines. With the 15 poles that we received yesterday, we have no further pole requirements. We had an estimate and requirement of 158 poles and have received up to today 147 poles as for now, which seems adequate. The true aim of the life is to find the divine's presence deep inside oneself and to surrender to it so that it takes the lead of the life, all the feelings and all the actions of the body. That gives a true and luminous aim to existence, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.